Tuesday, the 16th of March, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Zan, analysis of Bizas Hayam.
I would say this, Rabbi Yisrael, we find in the Haggadah, the Baal Haggadah has a habamina that the mitzvah of Sifo Yitzias Mitzrayim begins on Rosh Chodesh. Yochel on Rosh Chodesh. So it's well known as Bezot, as a habamina from our Gemara is also so I'd like to Be'ezel Hashem discuss such an inyan, which hopefully will generate more discussion and will help our Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Seder Akhtan throughout Pesach. There's a pasuk which we say every day in davening. The pasuk says just before the Shira, Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al sufas hayom. So the Eir Chaim HaKadosh asks the Kasha. Correct, the Eir Chaim HaKadosh, isn't it obvious that since the Mitzrayim drowned, so obviously they were no longer alive? The word meis is superfluous. Could have just said, Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim al sufas hayom, and it would be self-understood that they were no longer alive after they'd been thrown up and down in the sea, Evan, Oiferes, etc., etc. Obviously they were no longer alive. So why the word mace? Why does the Torah use a word which would seem to be unnecessary? So the Erechaim HaKadosh says, and the word mace has got two translations. Both obviously got to do with not being alive, but two grammatical translations. There's one translation that it's a noun. For example, Rochel Imenu said, V'imayin, if you don't daven for me, meso onoichi, then I am dead. That's a noun. I'm an adjective. The other tzad, however, is, mes means a verb. For example, Yisrael Tzadik said at the end of Ayichi, Hine onoichi meis. He's not saying, I am dead. He wasn't dead. He's saying, I am going to die. So meis can also mean a verb, dying. Says the Eir Chaim HaKadosh, if so, if this word meis has got two translations, so we can clear over here, Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al sufas hayom. There are now two ways of translating this word mace. Either it means that the Yidden saw the Mitzrayim dead, al sufas hayom, or it means the second pshat, Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim mace, they weren't dead yet. They were dying, al sufas hayom. In other words, miraculously, they survived all the ups and downs of the Yam Suf. They were still alive, but they were dying. Them final minutes were al sufas hayom. Says the Eir Chaim HaKadosh, my kasha, which we asked, that the word meis is superfluous, is obviously only a question if you translate the word meis the first way, that it's an adjective, that the Yidden saw the Mitzrayim that they were dead. So that's a kasha. Michael, nice for long. What are you telling me? Of course they were dead. But if you translate the pasuk in the second way, Vaya Yisrael et Mitzrayim meis, that they were dying, in other words, they were still alive, on the contrary, the pasuk is telling us, that despite all the ordeals through which the Mitzrayim went in the Yam Suf, nevertheless, the Rabbi had kept them alive, and only when they reached Sfas Hayom, Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim, then the Mitzrayim died. And that's a Kiddush. And that's something which the Pasuk used to tell us. Is Be'emes this Eir Chaim HaKadosh, what the Pshat in the Pasuk, is clear from a Medrash, the following Medrash. The Medrash says, in the Alkut Shemoni, that for the following four reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu washed up, made the Yam Suf wash up the Mitzrayim al sufas hayom. They didn't get buried in the sea. They were washed up al sufas hayom. And the Midrash
gives four reasons.
The first is, in order that the Yidden shouldn't say, Rashi brings this in the Chumash, the Yidden shouldn't say that in the same way that we escaped from this side, the Mitzrayim also escaped on the other side. So they'll still chase us. So in order to show the Yidden that no, the Yeshua is complete, is by Yah, Yisrael, as Mitzrayim, Meis, Al-Smasayom. They were washed up on the shore. That's reason number one. Reason number two, says the Medrash, in order that the Mitzrayim, while they were drowning, shouldn't say, well, as much as we are drowning, the Yidden also probably got drowned. So there's no big deal, they're not special, they haven't got a Yeshua, they probably are meeting the same fate that we are meeting. It's in order that the Mitzrayim should see that no, it's after you, the Mitzrayim, who are drowning, but not the Yidden. Therefore, the Mitzrayim were washed up. Al-Sufas Hayom. They should see that it's only the Mitzrayim who met their end in this way, and not the Yidden. That's the second reason. The third reason, says the Medrash, in order that the Yidden should be able to take the Bizas Hayom. Because as Rashi brings, when they came chasing after the Yidden, the Mitzrayim came with all their Kesef and Zohov and Avonim Toivos. So in order that the Yidden should be able to benefit from all these valuables, is therefore the Mitzrayim, the third reason, were washed up, Al Sefas Hayom. And the fourth reason, says the Medrash, is in order that the Yidden should go up to the Mitzri, identify and recognize the Mitzri who caused him hassle, who gave him sorrows, who hit him, and give him Musa before he died, and say, you see, that this is what you do when you go against the rots of Hashem, and now you're getting your punishment. As we stated in the Medrash, that the Yidden went and gave the Mitzri a final Musa drosha before they died. Four reasons. Now, let's analyze these four reasons. According to reason number one, which is that in order that the Yidden shouldn't say that just like we're drowning, the Mitzrayim are also drowning. For that, the Mitzrayim didn't need to survive. They didn't need to be washed up alive. If they would have been washed up dead, that's just as good. The hic is that Yidden see that only we survived, and the Mitzrayim didn't survive. So for that reason, you don't need the Mitzrayim to be alive. For reason number three, L'chaira, in order that we should be able to take the Bizas Hayom, L'chaira, also you don't need the Mitzrayim to be alive for that. On the contrary, it's better that they're dead, they won't object. So they washed up dead with all their gold and silver. Thank you very much, help yourself. However, according to reasons number two and number four, they only were if the Mitzrayim were alive. Reason number two was that the Mitzrayim shouldn't think they're just like we're drowning. Also the Yidden are drowning, so they got washed up. They must have been alive. If they were already dead, so then they don't see anything. According to reason number four, which is that the Yidden should go up to the Mitzrayim and give him his final drosha before he goes on to a worse place, not a better world, a worse world. So then Avada, the Mitzri had to be alive to receive his chelek. So you see clearly from the Medrash, from these two reasons of the Medrash, two of the four reasons, a riot to the Erechaim HaKadosh, that the Mitzri must have been miraculously, they must have survived their ordeal, and they were washed up even despite what they went through in the Yamsuf, and therefore Vayah Yisrael es Mitzrayim Meis. Tomorrow morning you're davening, you're mechaven, Vayah Yisrael es Mitzrayim Meis doesn't mean dead, it means dying.
The chaim is only Bereishis, right?
Sorry?
The chaim is only by Bereishis and by Yosef. The chaim is not here.
No, the chaim is on the pasuk over here, he brings a raya. He shows that it can be a verb. That's, there is a pasuk at the beginning of the Salach. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidden to go back, make a U-turn, go back to Mitzrayim, in order that the Mitzrayim should chase after the Yidden. And the pasuk says, "V'ikavda b'paro b'faroi v'chol cheloi," I will become honored through Paroi, "V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem," And the Mitzrayim will know that I am HaKadosh Baruch. So the Ibn Ezra says, V'yadu Mitzrayim. Which Mitzrayim will know? Says the Ibn Ezra, Hanish Arim, those who are left in Mitzrayim, when their relations don't return, and they find out what happened to them, they will know. Gam, also, says Ibn Ezra, Hanit Ba'im, those who drown, Lifnei Moisom, before they die. Now, Poshut the Pshat in the Ibn Ezra, he had a kasha. What do you mean, V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem? How could they know? They're dead. They're going to fall into the Yamsu, they're going to drown. What's the Pshat? V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. It's before we know about this Orach Chaim HaKadosh. So you learn Pshat in Ibn Ezra when he says, Hanitzbo'im, those who are drowning, Lifnei Moisom, he means in the water. When they were kakash, when they were like straw, up and down in the water, in those few minutes, they should know ki ani Hashem. But in the light of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, it's gewaltig. Of course it's ki ani Hashem. They're going to get a zam musadrosha just before they died. Mamish, the last seconds of their life. They even go up to the Eastern Mitzvah and they say, ah, schab oynash. You see what happens to you? Yavada, it's v'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. It could well be that this is what the Ibn Ezra means, but certainly in the light of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, it's kavaltik. The pshat of the pasuk v'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. There's one problem maybe with this. There's a story, Ma'aseh Shehayah, which the Baal HaTorah Tamima brings. A famous story, I think. A Ma'aseh Shehayah happened. Someone came to the Netziv, Moitzah Shabbos passes B'Shalach, with a sign. This fellow had fallen out with his partner, big time, and he made a shvuah, because he'd fallen out with him, I make a shvuah, I'm never going to look you in the face again. And then, eventually, his partner was Nifta, and he had guilty feelings, and he wanted to go to the Shutuf and ask Mechila. And it seems, for one reason or another, the appropriate way was to go and see the Shutuf Nifta, uncovered, and look him in the face, and ask him Mechila. But he made a shvuah, I'm never going to look you in the face again. So the shayla was, now that the Shutuf is no longer alive, is that also included in the shvuah? Or didn't you say that? Looking in the face, that's when he's alive. It's not cool. People don't mean that. And it's not included in the shuk. That was the shayla which was presented to the Netziv. So the Torah Tamima writes that he was there, that was the Shabbos, by Melava Malta, and he offered a raya from this Mitzvah, from this parasha. Because the pasuk says, which Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, Asher Re'isem Et Mitzrayim Hayoin, you'll never see them again. What do you mean you'll never see them again? But they did see them. Vayah Yisrael Et Mitzrayim Meis Asas Hayom, you did see them. Ah, the Teretz is, because then they were already dead. And since then they were already dead, it's a raya that when you say that I'm not going to look at this person again, I'm not going to look at you again, that only means when the person's alive. But when he's no longer alive, that's not cool looking at it again.
But we just said
it. Very good. According to this chat, that's all very well before you learned the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Oh, but now that we've learned this Orach Chaim HaKadosh and the Medrash, which is absolutely muchach, that the Mitzrayim were alive, so then there's no riot. On the contrary, the kasha comes back again. Then the kasha comes back. Ayah HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, kasha, re'isem es Mitzrayim ayoyim. Muzbazogun, that the pshat of the pasuk is, that the strength, you see the Mitzrayim in all their might, and in all their strength, and in all their power, you'll never see them like that. Next time you see them, they'll be one foot in the grave, they'll be about to expire, about to die. You'll never see them in the... But certainly the chayra, according to this, is no raya from this side. Fine. So where we're holding at the moment is, going back to the four reasons of the Medrash, if you remember, according to reason number one and number three, it turned out that the Mitzrayim could be dead. That means that the Yidden shouldn't be scared that the Mitzrayim survived, or that we should be able to take the Bizas Hayom,
For that, they could have been dead.
Masha'ikin, according to the other two reasons, that the Mitzrim should see that dafka they died, and that we should give them Musa,
they had to be alive.
Is there a flaw? The Sefer flaw comes, he wrote a Sefer HaTorah called Ponim Yofos, and he says, in Tzantazach, could be that even according to reason number three,
Bizas Hayom,
also the Mitzrim had to be alive. Very interesting svara.
Again,
even according to reason number three, that the reason why the Mitzrim were washed up was in order that we should be able to take the Bizas Hayom,
could be that for that reason also,
they had to be alive. Fellows. So he says as follows.
Kipshuta, you learn, what right did the Eden have to take the Bizar in Mitzrayim and the Bizar alayom?
So Kipshuta,
one learned, this is how you learn Kipshuta, that it was like a Gzeres HaKosel, even though ever the money belonged to the Mitzrayim, but Hashem said, that you're allowed to take.
Ve'ishalu ish b'Yisrael, klei kesef, uklei zav, Hashem gave us a permission, we're allowed to take.
However, in Chazal, we find a fascinating machlekes.
That this was not stam a hetzer,
there was a m'cheshem mishpat dikah right for Klal Yisrael
to take the Bizas Hayom.
Very interesting machlekes.
There's a pasuk in Parashas Rei.
The Pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, speaking about an Eved Ivri,
that when you send the Eved Ivri free,
you must give him presents. You must give him Hanukkah. And then the Pasuk continues,
V'zocharto ki Eved ha'yisa b'mitzrayim. So Rashi comments in the name of the Sifri, so Chazal, what's the connection?
V'zocharto ki Eved ha'yisa b'mitzrayim. And I gave you not only once Hanukkah, I gave you twice, once when you left Mitzrayim,
and once went by the Yamsuf. So the same way that you got Hanukkah at the end of your servitude in Mitzrayim, so also, when you go free, when you set your Avodim free,
you must also give them Hanukkah. In other words,
the right that we had to take the Bizas Mitzrayim, and the Bizas Hayom, was Stamach Zerza Kosov.
It was the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put a chiyuv on the Mitzrim. We were Avodim, we were Eved Ivri. The Mitzrim were mechuyev to give us Hanukkah presents,
and therefore,
then double presents. And therefore, that was the right we had to take Sai in Mitzrayim and Sai by the Amos. That's one mechuyev.
However, we find the Gemara, famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings that the Goyim came with a taina to the Eden. You took so much, you borrowed. You borrowed all that kesef azov. It's time to pay back. And there was one poshut ta'id there, a fellow called Gaviha ben Pesisa, and he said, let me answer. And he said, there was 600,000 Eden who worked day and night for so many years, you haven't paid us a drop of what you owe us. And so the Mitzrayim didn't have an answer, and they ran away. According to that Gemara, the reason why we had a right to take the Bizas Mitzrayim and the Bizas Hayom was because it was wages. You work, you're entitled to wages. Not as Hanukkah, not as wages.
There's a very interesting tzilach
for the Nadiv Yehuda, which I saw brought down, who says, what's the machlekes?
What's the machlekes? Whether the reason the chiyuv was as Hanukkah,
or whether the chiyuv was as the wages.
What's behind this machlekes? And he says a very interesting thing.
The Gemara says in Kiddushin, to Machlekes in the Gemara in Kiddushin, in Daf Yud Zayin, I think, in the Sugya of Hanukkah, the Pasuk says, when it speaks about the mitzvah of Hanukkah, that since the house, your house, you the owner's house, was kibbutzed,
was nisborech habayis, you haven't
worked hard and brought in bracha to the house, so you have to give him Hanukkah.
If there's a machlekes in the Gemara, what happens if this Eved Ivri was a shlemazel she'ein kamoyu?
And everything which he touched broke. So he didn't bring bracha into the house. He brought a mess and breakage.
There was no bracha whatsoever. The owner breathed a sigh of relief when he left. Do you have to give Hanukkah? Machlekes in the Gemara.
If nisborech habayis biglo, if lo nisborech habayis biglo,
says the tzilach,
a very interesting thing. Did the Eden bring bracha
in Mitzrayim with their work. So we all know, Kisod Baramsi, that they built,
and as soon as they finished building,
it fell down again.
I suppose it doesn't go together with the fact that what they said, they built the pyramids.
So they didn't build the pyramids. Nothing. So there was no
Nisborech Habayis Bigloloi. Because whatever they built
went straight down again. If so, says the Tzlach, this is the machlekas
between the Sifri which Rashi quotes
and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Sifri which Rashi quotes held that even if it's loin is borech, habayis bigloloi,
even if there was no improvement, there was no increase in the economy of the mitzvah of Mitzrayim,
or whether there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah,
and therefore the right which we are to take the Bizas Mitzrayim and the Bizas Hayom was al Hanukkah. Ma she'ein kein,
the Gemara in Sanhedrin held that no, if there's no
nizborech habayis bigloloi,
then there's no chiyuv Hanukkah.
It's kein zayin that the reason, the right, the schus that we had to take was al Hanukkah. Musba tracht, nois tracht, you have to think of another pshat,
and that's why the Gemara says it was as the schar of the wages.
That's one suggestion the Sanhedrin makes.
Then he makes another suggestion.
What's the machlekas between the Sifri and the Gemara? And he quotes a Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, and he showed him a terrible cheshach, there's going to be terrible suffering, he stated Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, your children have to suffer one of two things, either Gehinnom or Golus.
And it's up to you to choose. So says the Medrash,
Medrash Rabbah Parshas Lech Lecha, a machlekes. One man, Omar, says, Avraham Avinu chose Golus,
and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed.
The other man, Omar, says, Avraham Avinu chose Gehinnom,
and Hashem said, no. I've decided, change your mind. You've got no choice.
It wasn't a good choice, it's Golus.
A machlekes in the Gemara.
Says the Slachase, we know by Eved Ivri,
there are two types of Eved Ivri.
There's an Eved Ivri who steals and is sold into slavery, based in Selim, doesn't sell himself, based in Selim, Machru, based in. And there's an Eved Ivri who's poor
and he has no income, so he sells himself. Meicher Atzmoy.
Says the Slach. According to the pshat of the Medrash, that Avraham Avinu chose Golus and Hashem was masking,
that's like we sold ourselves. Avraham Avinu, being
representing Klal Yisrael, chose Golus, so we were in Golus compared to Moicha Atzmoy. We sold ourselves. That was our choice.
According to the pshat, says the Slach,
that Avraham Avinu chose Gehinnom and Hashem said, no, I don't want you to choose Gehinnom. I want you to go to Golus, so we were sold by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were like Machruhu Beistin. Says the Tzlach,
there's a Machlekes in the Gemara Kedushin,
beginning of the Sugya, Yudan Adoma Beis Tezvav. One man Adoma holds, only Machruhu Beistin, there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah. Moicha Atzmoy, someone who sells himself,
and he goes free, there's no mitzvah of Hanukkah. Says it's not beautiful. It was like,
this is the machlekas between the Sifri and the Gemara. The Sifri held, like the pshat in the Medrash,
the Sifri which says al Hanukkah, that Avraham Avinu chose Gehinnom.
And Hashem said, no, it's Golus. So we were Machruhu Beistin. We were the equivalent of Machruhu Beistin. And therefore, there's Hanukkah.
Masha'enkein,
the Gemara in Sanhedrin held, like the Mando Omar who holds, that Avraham Avinu chose Golus, so we were the equivalent of Moicha Atzmoy, in his dark and Hanukkah. And therefore, that the Gemara and Andra Pshat,
why there's a mitzvah, why we were entitled to the Bizas Mitzrayim and the Bizas Hayom, because of the wages.
Al Kabonim, one thing is clear. According to both Chazal, it wasn't Stam that we took the Bizas Mitzrayim and the Bizas Hayom, it's because we had a tviyah, we had a claim.
Comes the Haflah, we'll go back to the words of the Haflah,
and he says as follows. Everybody knows the halacha is, if a loiver, someone borrows money, and the loiver dies before he pays, So if he leaves behind karka, so the Malva goes
and takes karka from the assignment.
If, however, he leaves behind only metalterin, it's Medina the Gemara.
There's a Takanas Koinim. Now there's a Shemishtase.
But as far as the Gemara is concerned, we have a klal. Everybody knows the klal. Metaltala diyasma loy mishtarta.
You can't take metaltalin from Yusaymin. You can only take karaka from Yusaymin.
Says the Haflaw.
The same thing would apply
if somebody lends money to a goy. If somebody lends money to a goy,
the halacha is, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, a goy who dies, his children, there is Yerusha.
There is such a thing as Yerusha by goyim, by Eber Kanani, who is considered like a chamor, there's no Yerusha. But by goy, there is Yerusha. So a goy, someone lends money to a goy, the goy owes him money,
now the goy dies, and you want to go to the Yerushim to claim,
time at the haflaw, you're going to have the same rules. If the goy left behind karka,
gesundheit.
But if the goy left behind only metaltalin,
you've got the same problem. Metaltala, the yasma,
loy, mishtabda. Says that flaw,
and where did the guy pasha tazach?
The Mitzrayim
owed the Eden either, whichever track you take, either Hanukkah
or wages. They owed us. Imagine they would have been washed up on the shores of the Yamsuf dead. So we say, no problem. The children of the Mitzrayim somewhere back in Egypt, they yashen all this gold and silver, but their father owed us the money, so it's Meshuvah. So we're going to take it. No, you can't take it. Metaltana diyasma, loy mishtabda. You can't take a metaltanin.
If it would be karka, that's fine.
But it's metaltanin. We have no right to take it. Says Dafloi Bazoi,
even according to this reason, reason number three,
we worked out beforehand, if you remember, according to reason number one and number three, the Mitzrayim could have been dead.
According in reason number two and number four, if you remember, they had to be alive. Now, says our flaw,
even according to reason number three, they had to be alive.
Because had they been dead, they're not going to have it. They owed us the money, or not their children.
But Talton and the Asma, and therefore they had to be alive.
Even according to reason number three, it was necessary for the Mitzvah to miraculously survive. As well as Dr. Flaw.
Two caches on this afloor. One
is this simple answer. The second one, I will leave with the oil with the second cache. I don't know.
The first style is as follows. One of the ways of an evidivri to go free is if the owner dies.
If the owner dies,
Misas Ha'odoin,
the Gemara says in Kiddushin, by Misas Ha'odoin, there's also a mitzvah of
Hanukkah. There's a mitzvah to give, obviously not the owner who's going to pay the Hanukkah, it's the children.
And the din is, the children give, well, says in the Gemara, the Talmud.
So the Ketais asks the Kasha, straightforward Kasha, what do you mean? Well, how can the Eved go, the ex-Eved, the freed Eved, go to the children and demand the Talmud? They could turn around and say, I'm sorry,
the Talmud, the Asma,
Loi Mishtabda, our father was obliged to give you. We're not obliged, only after the Chosim Shabbatim. So what's the pshat that there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah by Misas Ha'odoi? Says the Ketzais, because in such a case, the Chiyuv isn't on the father, he died. The Chiyuv is directly on the Yerushim.
They're not getting the Chiyuv by inheritance.
If the Chiyuv is on the father, and they're only Chayv as Mushubadim, then you're limited dafka to karka and not to Matavta.
But when the
Legaba Hanukkah, the Chiyuv is directly on the children. If it's directly on the children,
so then even without it, that's not a problem.
So what's up that flaw over here? That we couldn't take from the Mitzrayim. Because Metalton at the Yasma Le Mishtabda?
No, but by Hanukkah we don't say that rule. By Hanukkah, the Chiyuv is on the children direct.
That's an easy one to answer.
Because the Ketzais only said this
when the Eved is freed because of Misas Ha'odoin.
So when did the Chiyuv of Hanukkah start? It never was Chal on the father. Because he died.
It only started after the father died and was Chal on the children.
So it's the direct Chiyuv on the children?
No problem over time.
If the Olam frees his Ivri, gives him a Star Shichro, or whatever,
and then he dies, so the minute he freed, there was a Chiv Hamaka, now that he's died, it's Mishabonim,
part of the Aspa. So over here,
we went free when we went out of Mitzrayim, already there was Chal Chiv Hamaka, but the Kasha, which I don't know, it says, I'll leave this with Olam is, there's Halacha, Halacha Neilim Mitzias, something called Zutai Shalyam.
You know Zutu Shalyam? If something gets washed away by the sea, it's got name, address, postcode, email, got all the details. It's totally Hefka.
Because the owner was Miyash.
No, we hear them, it's Sphere, were washed up by the sea.
So all that Achosim couldn't have been more Zutu Shalyam than the castle there.
So they want Hefka.
So what are you coming along and see? Even if they're alive, doesn't make any difference, but it's Hefka, totally Hefka. So if there was up the Gemara, was up the Haflah, we wouldn't have been allowed to take had they been dead. Because Matal to the Diaspora,
it's not Matal to the Diaspora, it's Hefka.
So then some give me
another. It doesn't matter what they knew, but once they washed them by the sea, it's totally Hefka.
So what? But it's in the sea. So the Shalyam is Hefka.
So when they didn't even know they're in the water.
Sorry? Doesn't help. So the Shalyam, even if you're standing by the sea, and you say, I am not giving up, the Gemara says, it's not Hefka.
They die before
they have. Makes a difference because you're alive.
The Gemara beginning of the Mitzvahs, Zuta Shalyam is Hefka. So I question is the Avlor of Pesach.
Please do me a favor, find me a terrace and let me know before Pesach.